This is for the others out there, the other ambitious people who want to play at a higher level in their life. It's time to get curious and get real. Join me, and together, let's find the others. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Find the Others podcast. I'm Joshua Church, your host here, and welcome. Wow, it's been a minute since I've dropped into recording here, and I'll explain why it's been a minute in a second. But first, I want to thank you all for tuning in. You could be listening to anything, anywhere right now, and I don't take it lightly that you're tuning in here. And trust that there's a reason why as well, if you are listening to this. So, happy day. I hope this does find you well. I trust that it does. I have been in the growth blender, so to say, and some of you can probably appreciate this or relate to this, but it feels like 2024 has not been necessarily the way that I expected to go or I was necessarily hoping it would go, but it has been the way that my inner being clearly desired to go. I always believe we're on the path of least resistance, and it's just been a big growth phase to start the year, really these last 60 days. And now we're into April, so we're into start of Q2. So Q1 has been a boot camp. It feels like it's been a spiritual boot camp, like two-a-days is the way I was talking to Chad about it. Like when we were in high school and we had two-a-day football practices, and it was just like the intense moment, the intense summer, you know, fall camp that you would do. It feels like that's kind of where I've been at. So I wanted to share today, bring you in a little bit and share what's been happening and more importantly, how I've been riding the waves. It's been a lot of like riding the waves of growth, of ups and downs and all the things. And I wanted to share a few takeaways and a few intentions and themes and perspectives that I've been holding near and dear and close to heart and close to mind, close to lips and conversation as I've been navigating the challenges and navigating the riding the waves of the growth these past several months. So firstly, the big theme to just highlight and take away here is that if you get what you want, you don't grow. And it's really as simple as that. If you get what you want, you don't grow. Now, most of us want to grow, right? We want growth, especially if you're listening to this podcast, you're someone who's growth-minded, growth-oriented. And we all want to grow. We want to expand. We want to become better. We want to become more experienced beings. But we also want to get what we want. And the reality is that if we get what we want, we don't grow. And that's life. It's learning to find the growth and find the support and find the gifts in the challenges. And it's a lot like learning tennis. And shout out to Michael Singer. I've been listening to a lot of Michael Singer. He wrote The Surrender Experiment and Untethered Soul. He's got a great YouTube channel where I love listening to his podcast. He just talks about it all so matter-of-factly. And he was saying that it's like a spiritual growth is a lot like, think about learning tennis. Like let's say you're learning tennis and you're playing tennis and you're good at your forehand, but you need to improve your backhand. So you hire a tennis coach and your tennis coach hits it to your backhand. And you're not sitting there like, what the hell? You're throwing, hitting it to my backhand and I'm not good at my backhand. Hit it to my forehand. But that's not what you've hired him for. You've hired him to help you improve and to help you work on the things that you're not good at. You're already good at your forehand. You don't need him to hit the ball to your forehand. You can do that all day. You can do that in your sleep. But life is doing the exact same thing. Life is hitting the ball to your backhand to help you improve your backhand. But we always want it to go to our forehand because we know that we're comfortable with that. It's good. We can do that. But that's not the way that we grow or improve. I thought that analogy was just so appropriate and it really hit home for me as it's been a lot of, you know, the God, the universe, my teacher of life hitting the ball to my backhand. And you know, in the micro moment, it feels really jagged. That edge of growth feels really jagged. It feels very up and down. But on the macro, it smooths out. And it actually is just incredible the amount of learning and growth and how much I've learned and what experiences I've gone through already in this past, in the start of the year. It's been tenfold what I was expecting. But it's uncomfortable. It's challenging. So here's five different takeaways and perspectives of how I'm navigating through this. Number one is lean in. This is like an ice bath moment, right? Life is like full of these ice bath moments, and growth is an ice bath. It's how can you lean into that discomfort? And one of the focuses, big shout out to Christina, the channel, my girl, Christina, she was saying, focus on where you contract and explore how you can transmute that into something that feels expansive. So what that means is there's all these topics and things that don't feel good when we think about them, or we bring our focus or awareness towards them. Like whenever we bring our focus towards something, we instantly have a reaction to that. And it's either an expansive reaction or a contracting reaction or neutral. And the charges and the things and topics and people and situations that that we feel that contraction around, y'all know what I'm talking about, when it feels like you're just like, ooh, like you're contracting, and your whole being emotionally, energetically is like shrinking and contracting around that doesn't feel good. What do we mostly want to do? We want to avoid that. And so how do we avoid that? It's very, very easy to just numb out, distract ourselves, focus on something else, fill that void, ignore it, sweep it under the rug. And that's what most people do because that's easier. But that's just like damming up the river. That's going to, it's going to affect you one way or the other. So rather than distracting from it, go towards it. Actually focus on transmuting that. And what I mean by transmuting that is go towards that contraction and invite in a perspective that could be a greater perspective that can shift that to where it feels like a contraction into an expansion. And I'll give you an example in real time. So one of our big competitors came out with a product very similar to ours. And that's a massive contraction. Like that caused me, when I saw that in real time, like, oh, that does not feel good. And then it's easy to go down that negative spiral. So instead of just trying to like avoid that or distract myself from that, which is really easy to do and be the easier thing to do, I sat with it for a second. I'm like, all right, let me feel this. Let me feel this emotion that doesn't feel good, this contraction. Let me be with it. I'm going to close my eyes and breathe with it for a moment. And I'm going to invite in a miracle of a different perspective. How else could I sit with this? And instantly it came through the perspective of good, because this is going to force you to own who you are even more. It's going to force you to become even more competitive and drive even more growth. And it's going to force you to tune and tweak some things to focus on what you uniquely can bring, that's to make the competition irrelevant. And now all of a sudden that feels expansive. That doesn't feel like a contraction anymore. That has shifted and transmuted into an expansive feeling. So I don't have fear over thinking about that thing anymore. So that's what I mean by leaning in, focus on transmuting the contractions into expansion. And that's kind of the irony of the growth at the end of the day, is it's the things that we don't want to face that hold the key to our greatest growth. The cave that we fear to enter holds the treasure that we seek. That is the fact of the matter. So that's number one. Number two is have faith. Well, before I go to number two, just on number one, to relate it back to your life, is think about something. Right now, probably something comes to mind. Where am I contracting around? Figure out and ask yourself. Could be a journaling prompt or sitting with it. Life triggers us all left and right, so you don't have to think too hard. But where do you feel there's a contraction? Maybe a relationship, career, job, business. Where is there a contraction? And how can you sit with that contraction and invite in a different perspective? All right, number two, have faith. Have faith. I saw a great video on Instagram from Deion Sanders, the coach of the Colorado Buffs, and he's a man of faith, and he's done some incredible things. And he said something that really struck to my core, which is faith isn't faith until it's challenged. Faith is not faith until it's challenged. Once it's challenged, it becomes faith. So I have, and during this challenging time and with faith being challenged, it's actually allowed me to develop a deeper and stronger sense of faith, which is huge and pretty dope. And I love that perspective that faith isn't faith until it's challenged. It's easy to have faith, to talk about having faith, but until you're forced to have faith, then that faith becomes real. So if you're going through something where faith is wobbling or you're unsure, that's the point. And that's where real faith is born. Something that I've been saying a lot is have uncommon faith. Do you have uncommon faith? Like, have uncommon faith that the universe is conspiring to help you, that things will work out, that you are on that path of least resistance. How can you have uncommon faith and build that as a muscle? So that's number two, have faith. Number three is practice peace. Oh, this has been so good. It's so interesting, but it's like some of these different challenges personally and professionally have just kind of almost brought me down to my knees, where it's just like, all right, there's nothing else I can do besides surrender and have faith and find peace in it all, because it will never be more perfect than it is now. It will never be perfect. It's an illusion to think, oh, once we get through this challenge, then we'll be smooth sailing. It's like the water is constantly changing. The weather is constantly changing. The inner weather is constantly changing. And so if it's always changing, which is not a bad thing, if it's always changing, then how can I practice cultivating peace now? Like, how can I feel I've made it now and not wait for something externally or wait for something? How can you feel, hey, you've made it. You're here. It's never going to get better than it is now. So you might as well enjoy the unfolding of it. You might as well practice this peace. And how nobly can you endure these challenges that are going on? How can you find peace and calm in the stress and in the rough seas? Because it's really, really difficult to beat someone who doesn't quit. And when you cannot quit, and you cannot quit at finding peace and not quit and just taking one step in front of the other, there's no chance that you do anything besides succeed. But how can you find that success now? So practicing peace, I've been just focusing on, like, the platypus has come to me as an image, as an animal, like the platypus, just like let it roll off of you like water. How can you practice that peace and just deal with whatever you need to deal with and not let that extra stress come on? One thing that Xander Fryer, my mentor and previous business partner and boss, always said is that to get to where you want to go, effort is necessary. Struggling is a choice, which I love so much. Struggling is a choice. Suffering is a choice. Effort's necessary. You got to face what you got to face. You got to put in the work. There's no substitute for that. But the added layers of stress and suffering and struggling, those are things that we don't need to carry with us. So practice peace. That's number three. Number four, receive the gift. Receive the gift. How can you receive the gift in the challenge? How can you receive the gift that life is bringing you within the challenge? How can you see, oh, this is actually helping me improve my backhand and not just hitting to my forehand? And one thing my other mentor, Giorgio, always says is that challenge and support are two sides of the same coin. So whenever you're feeling really challenged or you're going through a challenging moment, where is there also equal part support? Because there is support there. And this is really true, because as to the degree that there are challenges is the same degree to which there is support and where you can feel and find support. And when you can balance those two out in your mind, it helps you dissolve the emotional charges around feeling overwhelmed in the challenge. So for example, as there's been some challenge in the business, the support that has been equally there has been with my cousin and co-founder, Rob. Like, our relationship has never been better. And because we're in it together, and we're kind of like in the ring taking the punches left and right. And so the support is with each other going through it together, and that equals it out. And the support is with the team and seeing how our team has been able to rally and get solution oriented and get scrappy and focus on the controllables and focus on what's working and create new strategies and dig their heels in the sand. Like, that's been so beautiful to witness, is to see how our teams come together amidst some of these challenges. And then other family members as well, of seeing certain relationships on the outs and seeing the support from other family members being there, other friends present. So support and challenge always equal each other out. So if you're going through challenging time, receive that gift of support, because it's there. You just got to bring your attention towards it and actually allow yourself to receive it. And then number five is seek perspective. So keep it in perspective, both on a micro and a macro. So one of the things Alex Hormozi says that I always loved is that either the business is growing or you're growing, and then the business will grow as a result of your growth. And it's so true. So the perspective of, as I shared earlier, that growth can feel like the jagged edge when you're really up close into it. It can feel really uncomfortable up and down. But when you zoom out and you look at the chart over the course of a year or a decade or a lifetime, it smooths out. So keep it in perspective of the micro and the macro, that, like, yeah, today might be tough. And a couple of weeks ago, I had a really tough weekend. And Saturday, and this was coming off the heels of launching our app, and it was a big push. And then there was this kind of this almost like this energetic hangover. And so Saturday, I was just zapped of energy. I had no motivation. I had no energy. And I laid in bed literally all day and on my couch, and I didn't leave. And it felt really crummy, but I just gave myself that opportunity to just be with it and not try to avoid it, but just be with it and kind of be in the muck of it. And I think that's really important to be able to share and to tell, is like, everybody deals with that. And I deal with it It's so important to just give yourself that time to just be in the thick of it. When you're in the muck of it, just be in the muck of it and keep the perspective that it's going to shift. Like the weather, it's going to shift too, and you just got to hold on. And that's the perspective. Another perspective is the perspective of health, the perspective of like being a human being alive, having the gift of life, having, if you have people that you love, if people love you, if you have food on the table, if you have a shelter over your head, you're doing pretty damn good. And that's an important perspective to keep, as well as the macro of macro perspectives, which is that, hey, secret, guess what? We're all going to die anyway. And I say that sometimes people are like, oh, that's really morbid, Joshua. But I'm like, no, it's not. It's actually really, it's really enlightening. Memento mori, remember your mortality, something the Stoics talk about all the time. But it's a really helpful perspective that no one gets out alive anyway. And at a certain point, you're going to be dead. Everybody who knows you is going to be dead. Everybody who would criticize you or have any judgment towards you is going to be dead. So like, why hold on to all of that and carry that weight of that now if you're not going to, if it's all going to pass anyway? So I find that really enlightening and inspiring to be like, just show up and let it rip, like let it fly and let it rip, let it rest in peace. That's something that I have on my whiteboard. Let it rip. Like, just let it fly. Like, don't be too attached to the outcomes. Just let it rip and let it rest in peace and let it RIP, like let it rest in peace and know that it will be in peace and you will rest in peace as well. So having that macro perspective actually really, really helps me, because I always come back to certain litmus test of things of, will I remember this on my deathbed? Like, will I be thinking about this on my deathbed? The answer is 100% no. The answer is no, I won't be thinking about this on my deathbed. So like, let me focus on those things that I will be and make those priority and just let the rest rip. Like, just let it rip. So that's something that I find really helpful, is keeping that macro perspective of memento mori, and that like, nobody gets out alive anyway, so might as well enjoy it and not white knuckle our way through. What's the point of white knuckling our way through? We're not going anywhere. So that's another perspective there. Take it with what you may. So those are my five focuses and takeaways that I'm really honing in on, all around this concept of growth and spiritual growth, and not getting what you want is growth. And that's the growth that you've asked for. And I do believe that I'm on the path of least resistance. And I do believe in that greater perspective, that what I'm learning now is preparing me, and what I'm going through now is preparing me for what I've asked for, and it's preparing me for what's to come. So number one, lean in, transmute those contractions into expansions. Number two, have faith. Faith is not faith until it's challenged. Have that uncommon faith. Number three, practice peace. Find that peace in it all. How nobly can you endure? Number four, receive the gift. See where there's support amidst the challenge, and how can you find the gift in the challenge in real time? And number five, seek perspective. Keep it all in perspective, the micro and the macro, and just let it rip. So that's all for today. I will be back soon with some more as I'm processing in real time, but thank you all for tuning in. I love you. Whatever you're going through, I'm right there with you. And this is life. This is what we've asked for. This is the growth of it all. And if we can have fun through this and we can keep that perspective and smile through it, it just makes it that much easier. So love you all. And I will talk to you soon. See you next time.